Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Cryptids, Folklore, or More, a podcast where me and my co-host Megan talk about whether cryptid tales are purely folklore or more. You know what is something that is truly fascinating? Ancient civilizations and their ability to overcome the limitations of their time and history. This can be seen with past civilizations such as the ancient Egyptians who built incredible structures such as the pyramids and the Sphinx, or how about the Moai statues of Easter Island? These structures are truly spellbinding, so much so that there is great debate over how exactly they were built, with some individuals even struggling to conclude that they were even constructed by human beings. In this episode, we discuss one such civilization that many doubt are anything more than just a myth, yet they have structures that are attributed to them. In this episode, we will be talking about the Menahun tale of Hawaii. Now, after that dramatic intro, I'm pretty sure many of you are very curious about the nature of the Menahun. Tales of the Menahun originate from Hawaii, describing them as a mythological race of dwarf people that exist on the islands of Hawaii. Geographically speaking, Hawaii is fascinating as it's made up of many small and large islands. 136 islands are recognized, actually, with many of these being minor islands and islets. Of these 136 islands of various sizes, only 7 are inhabited by permanent human residents, and 8 major islands make up the Hawaiian archipelago. The largest of these is Hawaii, but there are other large islands that make up the chain of islands. The myth states that the Menahun live in the deep forests and hidden valleys of the Hawaiian archipelago. Descriptions of them describe a small statured people that traveled in groups, kind of like Hawaiian leprechauns. Many tales say they reside on Kauai, which is the northernmost major island of the Hawaiian island chain. From what I've seen online, Kauai is a scenic place with much of its surface covered in lush green tropical rainforests and steep cliffs overlooking deep canyons. It truly looks striking in its geology. But now let's learn a little bit more about the culture of the Menahun according to the tales of them.
Members of the Menahun tribe are claimed to be 2 feet tall, but some are claimed to be as short as 6 inches. They are dark skinned and wear loincloths or simple clothing. Menahun people enjoyed dancing, singing, archery, diving into high cliffs, and eating their favorite foods, which are bananas and fish. Menahun are timid and come out at night to do their favorite activities, but why do they hide in such a nocturnal lifestyle? Are they possibly afraid of the harm that humans could bring to them? Or maybe another reason is they possess some kind of power that they even want to keep to themselves and don't want anyone outside of the group to see. Nicknames I've seen online when researching have been described as Hawaiian elves or leprechauns. A big part of their lore within Hawaiian legend is their craftsmanship. They are said to work on building structures such as temples, fish ponds, roads, canoes, and houses, and they partake in these constructive activities under the darkness of night. It's said that the Menahun leave projects unfinished due to repulsion of being sighted. If people are out at night and there's a risk of seeing them at work, or if the sun is about to come up, they stop their work and then disappear. Believe it or not, there are several Hawaiian structures attributed to the Menahun. For example, the Alakuku fish pond located on the island Kauai, known as its local area as the Menahun Pond, What gives this pond away as being man-made is that the pond is bounded by a 900-foot-long wall at a large bend in the Alaia River. This wall and pond represent the impressive feat of engineering on the part of the ancient Hawaiians who constructed it, allowing for ease in catching fish.
Very impressive craftsmanship indeed. Other structures said to have been constructed by the Menahune are the various stone structures of Necker Island. Necker Island is a tiny island located to the northeast of Kauai. Necker Island has no permanent inhabitants today. However, the island has several man-made stone structures indicating religious sites and objects of cultural significance to ancient Hawaiians. Due to this, some anthropologists and archaeologists are of the belief that ancient people visited the island for short periods instead of settling permanently in the past. Some folklore on Kauai even describes Necker Island as the last known refuge for Menahune in the past before they were chased off by Polynesian settlers. These are a couple of structures associated with the Menahune, and they do make for some potential evidence for the Menahune being a potentially real race of individuals. But what other evidence is out there? One intriguing piece comes from census recordings of Hawaii in the past. In an 1820 census conducted of Kauai, it was found that 65 people claimed to be of Menahune descent. Worth noting, the census was done prior to the Hawaiian Islands being annexed by the United States, which occurred in July of 1898. We've talked about the geography of the Menahune and some structures associated with them, but are there any actual known sightings of them that match their description?
Looking onto the internet for sightings does bear some fruit. There are a few reports of occasional sightings of mysterious small beings roaming around Hawaii. They are often rare, but commonly known as folklore than having confirmed encounters. There have been reports throughout the years of people claiming to see small, mysterious people that resemble the Menahune in different parts of Hawaii. Frederick Bruce Wickman, a historian of Hawaii, believes the Menahune have and still exist to this day. He wrote about the history of Kauai Island and had an interview in 2013 by Hawaii Public Radio, where he put forth his belief that he thinks that the original Menahune were Hawaii's original inhabitants, around the year 400, who existed there prior to the arrival of other settlers. It was claimed that they came from the Marquesas Islands in French Polynesia. When the Tahitians arrived at the island in 1100 CE, they pushed the Menahune northward. Earlier, we talked about the census mentioning people known as Menahune. Despite the census appearance, it doesn't tell us anything about the Menahune being magical elves. It's possible the meaning of the term Menahune has been misconstrued.
If the Menahune are or were a real race of beings, is there any archaeological record that would give them some historical basis? Well, let's look to the Homo floresiensis, or Flores Man for short. In 2003, remains were discovered on the Indonesian island of Flores of this extinct species of human, the notable trait being their small stature. In this 2003 discovery, the remains discovered showed an individual who would have been 3'7", or 1.1 meters in height for those on the metric system. Partial remains from 9 different individuals were found, with one complete skull even. Ranges of how long ago these seeming hobbits lived range heavily, with 50,000 to 190,000 years being suggested by historical dating techniques. Additional evidence found in the cave suggested this offshoot of humanity to have utilized stone tools. It could be a possibility that the Menahune could be living descendants of this Homo floresiensis, who migrated from French Polynesia to the Hawaiian Islands and persist to this day, or they went extinct much more recently than believed, and that's who the Menahune were. Despite this, no human skeletal remains of a physically small people have ever been found on Kauai or on the other Hawaiian islands. So taking all of this into account, how would we here at Cryptids Folklore or More rank the believability of the Menahune? Well, I would say the idea of undocumented people is not ridiculous. Many uncontacted tribes have been discovered in the last 100 years, even with the advent of satellites and fast internet communication. For example, I saw an article when doing research in USA Today that was written in August 2018 about an isolated Amazonian tribe that was discovered by drone footage in Brazil. And of course, there's also other uncontacted tribes, such as those that live on North Sentinel Island, who attack anyone who tries to visit their island and live isolated from humanity. It's very possible there could be more undocumented tribes out there. However, Hawaii is much smaller than the Amazon, and I feel it's unlikely such small-statured individuals would be able to stay hidden for too long in Hawaii. Unless, of course, there truly is a magical element surrounding them. But for now, I would have to chalk up their existence today as unlikely in my humble opinion. Maybe they did exist in the recent past and went extinct, but this hasn't prevented them from putting their stamp on Hawaiian culture. Their image has been used in popular media such as advertising, and they can be bought as little figurine souvenirs if you're on vacation to Hawaii. Megan, what are your thoughts on the existence of the Menahune?
In conclusion, I can't say I believe in the magical elements of the Menahune. I do believe that the Menahune were very possibly a real tribal group that may have been shorter than average. Earlier you mentioned that there were extinct human species of Flourish Man that were 3 to 4 feet tall. There are tribes in our world today that like to stay hidden from society. There are referred to as unconnected or isolated tribes. One of the tribes is Mishko Piro in Peru. It's certainly a possibility that this tribe likes to stay hidden for many reasons, such as cultural traditions, protecting land and resources, and avoiding diseases.
So that brings us to the end of this tropical episode of Cryptids Folklore or More. I also want to give a special shout out to the podcast's 1 year anniversary, which was on March 18th. So we started last year on March 18th. Thank you to all the listeners. Like always, you can contact the podcast with feedback or suggestions at cryptidsfolkloreormore@gmail.com. That's all one word. Also, we do have an Instagram page as well now with the name of the podcast. And there is also the Facebook page, Cryptids Folklore or More, that can be followed. Thanks for listening to this episode, and of course, unlike cryptids, don't stay hidden. Till next time.